Aloha, and welcome to another subject-specific class overview. Today, we're going to be talking about coaching and mentoring in a service business. Leading a group of people is very difficult. We call it management, but we don't manage people. We manage processes. We lead people. And one of the responsibilities that we have as leaders is to try and help each one of the people that we work with in our team. Try and have them understand what their potential is. And once we get to that place, we start the difficult work of helping people achieve their potential. We need to use the basics of management. We need to make sure that everybody understands what it is we're trying to do. We do that with job descriptions. We do that with performance standards. We do that with annual reviews. But it's not just understanding what we have to do and that what we're doing is right. We have to accept that, which means that we have to engage in and allow vigorous debate so that people can say what they believe, so they can be involved in getting their fingerprints on every decision. So we've got those two steps. We've got everybody understanding what we are trying to accomplish and everybody accepting that what we're trying to do is the right thing to do. And then, and only then, will we get people committed to doing it. That leads us to the place of everybody has to understand what we're trying to do. They have to know what our goals are, what our objectives are, what our performance criteria is going to be. And they not only have to understand it, but they have to know how to do it. Again, we come into coaching. There has to be a model. It's very hard to go from being a performer, even a star performer, it's even more difficult, to being a leader. Never forget the conductor of an orchestra is dealing with disparate groups that make beautiful music, percussion and reeds and horns and brass, etc. And the conductor is the only one that has his back to the audience, his back to the customers. The primary problem that we have in leading people is that they have to trust us. So they have to be absolutely open and understand we're going to be predictable in how we operate. I hope this overview gives you a bit of an understanding, a better understanding of what our coaching and mentoring class is all about in the service department. And I look forward to talking with you about another subject-specific class in the near future. Mahalo.